Well, it's been a day of joy and celebration for the Irish at the Olympics in Japan, but also disappointment. There's been a big setback for two of Ireland's sailors at the Olympics and not on the water. More on that in a couple of minutes. But first, celebrations in County Cork over Ireland's only 10th ever Olympic gold medal and the first of these games, won by rowers Fintan McCarthy and Paul O'Donovan. In the early hours of this morning, the pair put in a powerful second half in their race to justify their favourites' tag of being the best in the world at their weight division. Our reporter Gail Conway was in their hometown of Skibbereen as history was made overnight. This morning she's been getting reaction from people there, including at the rowing club where Paul and Fintan began their path to success.
It's not only a medal for Ireland, it's a medal for the club too, so it's everyone, young, old, like, it's just great to have. We're well proud of them.
It is surreal, something that we knew was coming, but now that it has arrived, it's like being some part of a dream or something, you know. We have all the medals now. I never believed, 10 years ago, never believed that we'd have silver, gold and bronze in Skibbereen Rowing Club, but it has arrived.
There's a golden sun rising this morning in Skibbereen. It's great to see. Everybody's very happy about it.
Oh my God, isn't it wonderful? We are so proud of them. Like, they're amazing, absolutely amazing. It's great. It's absolutely wonderful. Great for Skibbereen, great for Cork, great for Ireland, great for the youth.
I actually stayed up to watch it, so it was great. I was very happy for them there as well, so delighted.
Another great thing for Cork, so delighted with myself. Delighted.
It's just simply incredible. It's such a fabulous day for the boys and their families and the club and the town. The list goes on. It's just truly amazing. And it's brought such a feel-good factor to the town.
We're just on a high. Speechless. won't be speechless when they come home, though. Do you know?
Total elation. I mean, Fintan with the hand up after he won and everything else, like, first time out there. Fantastic for the town, fantastic for the country. Just brilliant. We had a big celebration the last time. I don't know what we're going to do this time with the pandemic, but I'm sure it'll be fantastic.
I'm sure indeed they'll find some way to celebrate. Speaking to Claire Byrne here on RT Radio earlier, Paul O'Donovan's mother, Trish, said she knew early on in the race that the two had it in the bag.
No, we did, yeah. Jason Osborne in the German boat, he's giving up now, so he's going cycling. They were never going to be in contention with them. Like, they raced them all the time. The Norwegians now might have given them a run for their money, but they capsized, so they were out of it. But then Paul and Fintan could have capsized. Yeah. You don't know.
And Paul, as always, he's so laid back, isn't he, about the whole thing?
Paul laid back, any more laid back and he'd be dead. He'd be a corpse, like. You couldn't shake him up.
It's nothing, but I suppose
nothing gets Paul excited, unless you drive over flower pots in the garden and, you know, make rags of the garden. You keep driving the flower pots to go under your car, and then Paul will laugh for 10 minutes on the ground, thinking this is the funniest thing ever, like.
Paul O'Donovan's mother, Trish, speaking a little earlier. Well, let's go directly to Tokyo. Our man Des Cahill is standing by. Des, great celebrations there and in Cork, across the country, with the rowing victory. But there's been some pretty devastating news for the sailing team in the last couple of hours.
Absolutely. It really is a blow. Sean Waddilove and Robert Dixon have been disqualified from today's two races in the 49er category for having a piece of kit that was too heavy. Basically, it's a trapeze harness. Now, I know you're a sailor. You will know what I'm talking about. For those who don't follow it closely, the lads effectively are outside the boat. They're leaning completely outside the boat and they're held on by a trapeze harness. And that is weighed, and it must not weigh more than 2 kilos. So after race 6 today, all kit was weighed and it became, the technical committee weighed everything. And what happens with the harnesses is they're saturated manually in a bucket. They're hung open for at least 1 minute, allowing the water to drain from them so there won't be extra weight. The competitors were allowed to rearrange the items when the weight recorded exceeded the amount permitted. They were allowed to try and fix it and get it below the weight. The scale was calibrated with the 2 kilo weight. Mm. It was located in a place covered from the wind, we're told. And at the end of it, no matter how many times they weighed it, they took the best weight, but Ireland and Brazil were both found to be overweight. and they were disqualified from both races. Now, the amount by which it was overweight is shocking in a way. It's frightening in a way of how little it was. Ireland were 2.09 kilos instead of 2 kilos. I was looking up what household items weigh 9 kilos or weigh 10, and a medium tomato or a small box of paper clips, or 90 grams rather, a medium tomato or a small box of paper clips would weigh 90 grams, a dinner fork or a spoon. So it was a tiny, tiny weight difference, but it was enough. And no matter what way they moved it or had it recalibrated, it was overweight, and they have lost that. They will remain in the competition, Brian, but their chance of making the podium now is virtually gone.
Yeah, and particularly they had a very good day on the water today, but that now is simply discounted, disqualified.
Yeah.
We've had the rowing,
Annelise,
of course.
By the way, Brian,
she had a great day as well, yeah.
A brilliant day, first in race and in race 7 and second in race 8, brings her up to 14th in the overall fleet standings. She has two more races tomorrow in the qualifying phase. Now, the top 10 go into the medal race, and you take the best 9 races of your week. You can discard one race, but so she could make the final, the medal race, but her chance of making the podium is probably also gone.
All right. The golfers, they were out earlier, then the weather hit them. Where are we now? Are they back out on the course? And how are the Irish?
No, yeah, they're finished. And a young Austrian golfer, a surprise, Sepp Straka, he leads on 8 under par after shooting 63. Rory McIlroy is 6 shots back on 2 under. Shane Lowry is 1 under. But both men are still very upbeat about their chances. The US Masters champion, Hideki Matsuyama, he's carrying the Japanese hopes. He's recently recovered from COVID. He shot 69, but he didn't have the support he would have liked. Indeed, it was a bit surreal, Brian, because volunteers were holding up quiet signs and there was nobody there, you know, for the crowd watching. They were standing in the grass, and Colin Morikawa shouting 4 rather needlessly as he sprayed the ball into the left. But that was a bit bizarre. But Gary Moran spoke with Rory McIlroy and got his reaction after the round.
I think I played better than the score. You know, I hit it right in the middle of the fairways of the par fives, the 3 par fives out there, and didn't birdie any of them. So, you know, that's frustrating because, you know, for me with my length and, you know, hitting the fairways, you know, that should just be routine fours and move on. So there's 3 shots, so then you're -5 and you're obviously right in the tournament. But it was solid. I played well. I just have to be a little bit more efficient with my scoring. I think that's the only thing. It's like I feel like I'm playing well, but, you know, it's turning these sort of 1-unders, 2-unders into 5-unders and 6-unders, and I don't feel like it's that far away.
Early tea time tomorrow, and you're not that long in Japan. Do you just go and rest up now, or do you go and do a bit of work?
No, I'll go rest up. It was a long day today. It's obviously very hot. So I'll get back, get some dinner, get into bed, and do it all over again tomorrow.
All right, the gold medal for Ireland today in rowing.
Yeah, I saw that. It's brilliant.
I know you were massively enthusiastic of coming here, but when you hear of Irish people winning medals, maybe that whets the appetite slightly more.
Yeah, it's brilliant. You know, I've said, like, being here this week, you feel a part of something that's bigger than yourself and even your sport, right? I mean, you were competitive this week on the golf course and we're here, but as soon as we're off, we're looking at, you know, results from other disciplines. And, you know, I think that's one of the cool things about the Olympics. I never got the sort of whole Olympic spirit thing and all that, but then once you're here and you're sort of a part of it, you understand a little bit better.
Yeah, and Shane Lowry was the exact same, Brian. He was buzzing about the win in the rowing.
So a word about the swimming. Shane Ryan was in action?
Yeah, just in the last half hour, Brian, he has set a new Irish record in the 100 metres butterfly, 52.52 seconds, 4th in his heat, but his time will not take him through to the semi-finals.
And just finally, what we can look forward to, I think the athletics is soon getting underway.
Well, everyone's looking forward to the athletics, aren't they? It'll begin in the early hours of the morning, our time, 1:30, and the draw for the Irish athletes has been made. With the details, here's Greg.
It'll be a busy first day for the track and field team, and the first Irish athlete in action will be Nadia Power in the women's 800 metres in heat 2 just after 2:30 a.m. Irish time, with the world champion in that heat and 5 of her opponents ranked ahead of her this year and only the top 3 guaranteed to progress. In terms of ranking this season, it's a similarly daunting task facing Louise Shanahan in heat 3. She has the world's fastest woman this year, America's Aething Mo, alongside her, while Shiafra Cleric Butner is similarly ranked in heat 4, and all 3 Irish Irish 800-metre women will need to be at their best to qualify by the looks of it. Ireland's highest-ranked athlete this season is Thomas Barr, who was fourth in the Olympic 400-metres hurdles final 5 years ago. He's well-seeded here, and with four to go through to the semi-final, he has the company of the world champion and world record holder Carsten Warholm of Norway alongside him. And in the evening session here, the Irish mixed relay will have serious company in their heat, the powerful Americans, along with Germany, Belgium, Spain, Nigeria and the Dominican Republic.
Our thanks to Greg Allen and also to Des Kyle. More, of course, from Des tomorrow.